Well, Nigel, not a classic, but you're in the hat for the next round.
It was a classic from our point of view, because we got a clean sheet away from home, and we're through. So I think after Saturday, the most important thing was to show some character and defend properly, I think, as the back four did, and I thought to a man, they did the jobs outstandingly well tonight.
Yeah, was that, I guess, what you stressed beforehand, to go out there and make sure you keep a clean sheet and just make sure you're in the hat however it comes?
Yeah, just to try and play properly. And we knew that Saturday, you know, I don't think that was the real us that we saw Saturday. Even at Colchester, we weren't brilliant, but we got the win. And we just wanted to stop conceding the goals, you know, 7-4 game in two matches away from home was far too many. Apart from a couple of long-range efforts and the header at the end, I thought we contained an excellent Orient side.
And the clean sheet, like you say, in terms of Harrison McGahey, he's a young lad, and it would have been very easy for his confidence to be knocked, wouldn't it, after the weekend? But he went out there tonight and I thought performed really well.
He did. We needed them to bounce back. And that's the benchmark of how we want our back four to defend, irrespective of how we play going forward, whether we create chances or not. There's no excuse why our back four can't defend like that. Tackles were going in, headers were won, and that's the best we've seen Bob Harris compete, probably since the whole game at Wembley.
You stood off them at times as well, didn't you? You allowed them to have it as opposed to chasing the ball and maybe losing out as you did at the weekend.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem we've got. We want to progress as a team and we want to improve and we want to be more on the ball and more on the front foot, but maybe at this time we can't do that and we're going to have to defend like that.
James Wallace came into the side. What did you make to his performance?
Yeah, very good for 60, 65 minutes. I thought he got us going early on. We started the game first 5-10 minutes so brightly and got the goal, and could have had a second one in that spell as well, but I thought he was instrumental in that, and he gave us that bit of aggression as well, a couple of tackles flying in, which is what we need. That's how we want to play.
Yeah, the physicality was what you spoke about after the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it has been lacking in the last two games. We got away with it at Colchester, didn't against a good Swindon side, but tonight we competed for every single ball. Even Chris Porter, when he came on, I thought he was magnificent, won his headers, closed down, ran his socks off. Even for the 20 minutes he was on, he was very good. And Stephen McGinn, I think that's one of his first games of the season. He's been a lad that hasn't moaned. He's been left out the side, left out the 18. He's just got on every training session and everything, and he's been a brilliant professional to have around.
Michael Higden, obviously on the score sheet very early on in the game, which proved to be the winner, but he's had his critics, hasn't he? How did you feel he fared out there?
Much better. I thought he tried to hold the ball up. He was a good target for us. Got his goal early on, but much better. You know, he's only been with us a couple of months, so you know he's going to take time to settle in, and he's still getting his fitness as well up to scratch. So, but I thought his all-round game was much better tonight.
And it means you can play that one man up there, doesn't it? It means you can put him up there when you need to be a bit more physical, like
when he's holding the ball.
Yeah.
And he did tonight. He got it in. He won us free kicks. He got his goal. Just a good all-round centre-forward's performance. And Chris Porter carried on when he came off. And then when you've got the pace on the flanks, with Murphy and Flynn, who are excellent as well, breaking from midfield, it can be a potent threat.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through every player one by one, but Murphy down the left-hand side set up the goal, obviously, and looked lively.
I think that's his best game of the season so far. It's unusual away from home. Usually he does well at home for us, but the one or two that we left out, we thought Murphy, he's got to keep playing until he hits some form, because he hasn't really, I don't think in the first 10 games of the season, he hasn't reached anywhere near the heights that he did last season.
Did some of them do enough tonight to put themselves in your thoughts for the weekend then?
They're never out of our thoughts, honestly. And the two or three, Doyle was rested, Ben Davis, just was there in the 30s, and we've been, you know, on the road and playing a lot of games. But the others, Jay McEvely hamstring, Mark McNulty calf, and Stephen Skugel just felt his knee a little bit. So the only two really that we did rest was Doyle and Davis, but no, they're never out of our thoughts, honestly, because they're good pros and they keep going in training.
Will they have chances for the weekend, though, as you just mentioned?
You never know. We'll see how they are. They're going to have a couple of days off now and rest, because we feel as though we've been on the bus for the vast majority of the last 7 or 8 days, so it's important to get a couple of days off at home, and we're just desperate for the 3 points on Saturday. If that happens and it gets us back towards the top six, it'll have been a great couple of weeks.
And do you go back into the search for loan players as well now? You said it was maybe before the weekend as opposed to tonight.
Yeah, tonight doesn't really change that. We'd still like a couple of additions. It eases the pressure a little bit in that situation when we know. It reaffirms our faith that we can perform much better than we did Saturday, and tonight here down at Orient with a clean sheet. So it's no different. Same principle. It's got to be the right one, the right deal.
And no rush, I suppose.
No. Everybody's fit. They've come through tonight. That's good. We've got a few fresh legs for Saturday now. Chris Basham will be available as well, which is good. He had a baby at 2 o'clock this morning, which is why he wasn't in the 18. So congratulations to him, a little boy. So hopefully we'll have the 18 plus him on Saturday.
And now you just hope for a good draw, if not a big team, a home draw.
A favourable one. I don't think we've had too many so far. You know, the good one, Mansfield at home in the first round, but I think we're due a favourable draw.